Right, okay, on with the show proper. We've got numerous questions, as you might imagine, about AFCON and things around AFCON and about the players at AFCON. So I'm going to sum it up with the one from Steve Evans, who said, would you rather Mane or Salah come back from AFCON early? So only one of them is going to get knocked out early enough to come back. Now, as it, somebody else has pointed out that it's, I think even if they make the final, it's only one more game that they miss. But somebody else was saying, yeah, but, you know, a bit more rest time, a bit more training time, a bit more, or, you know, all of those sorts of things. So who is it that you want to have the rest? So, Sian, which one are you bringing back early if you can, Salah or Mane?
I'm actually going to say neither. And the reason being is I think it'd just be good to see them in the final. You know, we're claiming Salah's one of the best players in world football at the minute. I think to prove that, you've got to do it on an international level as well. And then Mane on the flip side, who's not having his best run of form, particularly not this season, I think it'd do him a world of good, if it's even possible for them to play in the final. I don't know how the fixtures work out, but I think it's good. You know, we want to have the best players in the world. They need to be winning more trophies outside of Liverpool. Maybe it's not ideal if they miss one game, but I'd say I want them to go far. I back them.
It is unquestionably one of my favourite things of this show when people just reject the premise of the question, and I definitely like that you've just heard that question.
Proper politicians,
I'm saying neither.
Proper politicians answer that, wasn't it?
Paula, which one are you bringing home early, or neither of them?
No, I'm gonna play ball. I'm gonna answer the question. I'd bring Mane back. And the reason, well, there's two reasons. The firstly, I think he might just let him get in the team without Salah, just let him have one or two games without Salah. It might bring him on, it might force him forward a bit more, it might force him to be a bit more of the creative player at the top. But going to what Sian said, if we're going to have one of, if not the best player in the world, we should want ambition for him. I want him to win trophies while he's playing with us. I'm not saying I don't want Mane to, but Salah is just at the moment in his own groove, and I'd love him to win it. And I used to live in Egypt, and I've got a very soft spot for Egypt, so I really would like Egypt to do well on that basis and all.